Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy, and tonight we'll be talking about the power of prayer, and along with the deprogramming of our DNA and psychology work with knowing your future, which is the pendulum chart. We'll be working with that tonight and some other technologies that we've come across with the story cubes. We'll be talking with Roy, and we're going to introduce Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Edwin, I'm here, and again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and looking forward to another great night. And we have one more guest. We'd like to check to see if he's there. You want to check that last caller, Agent?
Yes, Richie, are you there? Are you with us? If this is Richie at 252, Richie. Okay, 252.
Hello?
Okay, we're gonna hold on for just 1 minute for you. We have a special guest that's coming on, but we're having a little problem trying to reach him. We'll be calling you on in just a minute. Is there any new callers,
check.
Agent?
Let's check the 502, if this is Richie.
No, it's not.
Okay, we'll be getting right back with you.
850, is this Richie?
No.
Okay. But let's go ahead and why don't we talk for a minute about what our show is going to be about tonight, Adrian?
613, is this Richie?
No, it's not.
Okay. So we don't have Richie on the line, so we're not. We're still waiting for him to call in. Called your name and you're not Richie, then we'll get right back to the callers. We're just checking the lines right now. For right now, let's just talk a little bit about what we do. My name is Adrian. I am a tarot card reader and fortune telling reader. I'm an empath, psychic. I have a lot of psychic ability. I see the spirits. I channel the spirits. I've been reading the cards since I was 16 years old. I am now 30. I have done it professionally on a website called Aranum.com, and you can look me up on Aranum. You're welcome to get a private reading with me if you'd like a longer reading. If not, you can also have a longer reading with me and Roy on a PayPal. I do have a PayPal account, and all you have to do is log into that, and we can give you that information. So, Roy, let's talk a little bit about the deprogramming technology that we came across with on that. Can you explain to our audience what that's all about?
Well, mainly what this technology is that, a lot of us have been experiencing a lot of things over the years, ever since we were at a very young age, and it seems like we've gone through like cycles, where things are going good, then all of a sudden things will drop, whether that be in relationships, whether that be in, finances or whatever that might be. And we found that a lot of it has to do with our programming when we were very young. And by that is, we were told that by someone, whether it be family or friends or even associates, that, we would never be able to be successful, that we would never be able to, have millions of dollars. And that's, part of that programming, that all of us at one time or another have received. We might have felt that, this was something, that would just temporary, but a lot of it goes into our subconscious and goes into our DNA, And a lot of it gets stuck in that DNA. And with this deprogramming, what it's doing is to help to release those blockages so that abundance and relationships can flow a lot better. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Yes, and to that, I would like to also mention that if you have a pen and paper handy, please write down some notes that I'm going to be asking you some questions regarding the deprogramming when we start to begin to deprogram. And then we will start beginning using what we call the Deeldran, which is universal numbers that we'll be using to deprogram your DNA so that you can have you can start having a better relationship and start having more money flow coming into your life. However, you may want to drink some water because this is very powerful stuff. We've also come through another technology called the Story Cubes. And within these Story Cubes, I'll just explain a little bit about that. I won't take up too much time, but what it is there are actually metaphors that I found online. And anybody can buy the Story Cubes. They can go on Amazon. It's just a game that they were using for kids of all ages in China. And they would use these dice, and they would make up a story with one cube. Now, with one cube, there's over 1,000 different types of stories. As you roll the dice, you'll pick out one cube that symbolizes your story. So in other words, you're going to bring it sort of into your own reality on how you're going to be your own movie director. And we can go into the cubes if you want to go into the cubes. If you want to go into the deprogramming, we can go into the deprogramming. If you want to get into psychic reading, we can go into psychic readings. Whatever resonates with you. But we're just going to kind of, since we do have a little more time on our show, I would like to kind of play with a little bit of all three fighting, and it'll be really cool to try out these new cubes with new people and just kind of see how it resonates with you. Some people it resonates, some people it don't. So it just depends on with these story cubes. So let's go ahead and start with our first caller, Roy.
Okay, let's invite her on.
All right, let's go with the first caller from the 613 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, and we thank you for joining us tonight. Could you tell us your first name and where you're from?
Donna, I'm calling from Canada.
Wonderful, and again, you're talking to Adrian and Roy, and how can we help you?
Can I ask like a relationship reading question?
Wonderful.
Sure, yeah, we can. What I would like to begin with is probably with the story cubes. I was telling you about a little bit about how
sure.
that works.
Okay.
And basically what we'll do is we'll roll some dice. We'll pick out one cube that relates to your story about what you're going through. First, you're gonna tell us what you've been experiencing with your relationship, and then we're going to kind of put all the puzzle pieces together. Is that fine?
Sure. Well.
So just kind of explain to us what's been going on with this person and how we could be of service to you as I roll these dice, I'm going to roll all 9 dice, and then as I roll the dice, after you ask the question, then they're all going to turn into a story, okay?
Okay.
And then you'll be able to pick out the dice that you want. I'll tell you the symbols, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about okay, so you're telling a story about your relationship, okay? So, let's look up. It says, pick an image that will be starting point for your story, beginning with once upon a time. So So once upon a time, you're going to start off with once upon a time. Or go ahead and say that, once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Okay, and state your name, your first name.
Donna.
Shauna, once upon a time,
no.
Shauna. And
where
are you calling, Shauna?
Donna.
Donna, okay, once upon a time, Donna. Where are you from?
Canada.
Once upon a time, Donna lived in Canada, or she still lives in Canada. So we're going to go ahead and roll the dice, okay? So we're going to roll all 9 dice, see what symbols land on. Okay, so what I'm seeing here is I'm seeing a lightning bolt, I'm seeing an arrow, I'm seeing a key, I'm seeing a moon, a half of a moon, I'm seeing a flashlight, a turtle, a magnet, and a pyramid. Now, what would be the beginning story of what's going on in your relationship?
Turtle.
The turtle. Okay, okay, good. Okay, so that's the beginning of your story. Okay. So why did you pick the turtle?
Because things are moving very, very slow.
Things are moving really slow. Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about your relationship, why things are moving slow.
I don't know, like, there's just uncertainty. I don't know, like, if this person cares for me or not, or whether we'll end up, you know, having a relationship together or not, and things are moving very slow, but I'm just uncertain. I don't know.
Now, Donna, how could things get better? Pick another symbol. How could things get better? Okay, I'm going to tell you the symbols again, okay?
Yeah.
You got the flower, you got the moon, you got the flashlight, you got the key, you got a lightning bolt, you got an arrow, and you got a pyramid, and you got a magnet. How could things get better than
magnet,
that?
I think.
A magnet, okay, we got a magnet, all right. Now, you're the turtle, and
he's
then
the
you told that you... Or he's a turtle. Okay, he would be the turtle in your story. And he's coming up to you, and you're imagining all this. You're just making up the story. You're the theme director, okay? And you saw him as this turtle, and he walked up to you, and you met this turtle. And then you saw this huge magnet. Okay, you picked up this huge magnet. And now, what are you going to do with the magnet? What does the magnet do? How could it make things better?
Brings us closer together.
It will pull you both together.
Yeah.
But how could it speed things up? How could a magnet speed things up?
I think just by bringing us together.
You know how I think it could speed things up? And I'm not going to tell you how your movie... how your script is written, but I'm going to say a magnet is what you attract. What are you attracting? You know about the law of attraction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you attracting this turtle to move so slow? You know, the magnet is you, right? You're the magnet. You're drawing this turtle to you. But why? How can you move things faster with a magnet?
I don't know.
You know,
okay,
I just
want
to share something, Adrian. I'm getting visions. You know, this is her story. But I'm getting that she would have to have a magnetic attraction to draw him, you know, to her that way. You know, things would move a lot faster.
A lot faster because that's what you would attract, right? So that's basically what you're attracting. You're attracting things moving too slow in your relationship, which is fine because you have to move slow in order to understand each other. But for you, he's moving too slow, so your attraction is to move things slow, which you don't know consciously that's what you're doing. But, you know, you could be conscious of what you're doing, or you could be subconscious of what you're doing. Now, if you're unconscious of what you're doing, then you don't have the knowledge to attract this to move faster. Now, if you are conscious of what you're doing, then you would tell yourself that I'm sabotaging myself because I'm conscious of what I'm attracting. But you're not really conscious of what you're attracting, so you really, right now, you're just lacking the knowledge on how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you knew a lot about the law of attraction. Now, if you have the knowledge, can you imagine how fast this relationship would be moving? If you were just to imagine, if you were to imagine what that would be like, it would move so much more faster if you had the knowledge.
Yeah.
It's like playing the lottery, okay? If you have the knowledge of knowing what the numbers are and all in alignment, you would win every time.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But the truth is we don't have the knowledge. Okay? So if you know the knowledge about the law of attraction, then you would know how to pull him in.
Yeah.
And you would know how to attract this relationship to move faster rather than him being a turtle. So let's ask this question. How can we make this relationship faster with a magnet? Go ahead and pull another symbol. Okay, you got the pyramid, you got a flower, you got a moon, you got a flashlight, you got a key, you got a lightning bolt, and you got an arrow.
How do I move it? I don't know.
Okay, if none of those resonate with you, I'll roll it again, okay? And you still got more left. You still got some more symbols left. Okay, you got a castle, you got a house, you got a flower, you got, you've got a staircase, you've got a question mark, and then you got an airplane. Does any of that resonate with you?
I don't know. Maybe an airplane. More travel would be.
Okay, we got an airplane. Okay, so how could an airplane attract and to make things go faster for you in this relationship?
I think because we'd be spending more time together.
Okay, that's a good one. All right, so you're spending more time together. You're traveling. Well, traveling is kind of a metaphor.
He doesn't live near me, so the airplane is kind of like metaphor.
It would bring
like
you closer.
Traveling. Hmm?
It would bring you closer.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. So is this a long-term relationship, or is he too far from you? Do you feel like he's too distant from you?
He lives a distance from me.
He's very distant from you, okay.
He lives a few
miles away. The airplane would have to do with, it would almost like being how can I put it? The travel would be like bringing you two closer together, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm understanding what you're saying here. Okay, so we got the turtle. He's moving slow. You've attracted him now because of the airplane. And so now that your story's unfolding, where else does it go from here? You got some more symbols here. You still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You still got 6 more dice to go through. So keep telling us about your story. And we can intervene, too, because anybody can play this game.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can play this game. You know, I could have a whole callers call in and play this game just by telling them the symbols, and they would come up with their own imagination. So what we're doing is we're bringing out your metaphors. And these metaphors can either work for you or they can work against you. But we're making them work for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to identify. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you the other symbols. You got a castle, you got a house, you got a flower, you got the staircase, you got a question mark, and then you got a lightning bolt. What do you do?
A flower? A love.
A flower?
Yeah.
Okay, you got the flower. Okay, so you walk. So once upon a time, you met this guy. He's like a turtle. You're like a magnet. You draw him to you. You were traveling. You saw him on the airplane. You feel free with each other. You feel a lot closer with each other. And you both like to travel. You both like to be together in a lot more closer way by traveling. And then he hands you a flower. Now, why did he hand you a flower? What is the flower represent?
What?
It represents, right? Yeah, it represents love. So how does that affect your relationship? How does love affect your relationship with that flower? How do you nurture that flower? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were to think of him as the flower, how do you nurture a flower?
Sun and water.
You got to give it everything it needs, right?
Yeah.
Got to give it love. You got to give it sunlight. You got to give it water.
Tender, loving, and care.
Growing.
Mm-hmm.
It means growth. So your relationship is growing right now. Okay, you're holding that pot of flower and it's growing with love. Now that it's growing with love, where else, how does your story end? I mean, you still got, I mean, you could still keep going with your story. You still got, let's see, you still got the staircase, you still got the house, you got the castle, you got the lightning bolt, and you got a question mark there. And I'm just curious about that question mark. Why do you keep questioning about this relationship? I know you have a question on your mind. So let's go ahead and pull the question mark here. So now you're holding up this flower, and you know it represents love. You know it represents growth. You know what you have to do to keep the relationship going. You know how to nurture this relationship, but you still got this question mark in your head. What is this question mark that you have in your head?
Will this ever happen for real? Like, will he and I ever have a relationship together?
Will you ever have a relationship together? Okay,
like a,
so that's
like
the question.
a love relationship.
Okay, so now you got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, you got 4 dice left. You got the house, the castle, the lightning bolt, and the staircase. Does any of that resonate with you? You can add to your story.
Don't know. I'm thinking like a house, like just spending time together.
Now this is your answer. This is your answer to your question. You got a question mark in your head, but this is your answer. Okay. So think very careful on the dice that you choose.
House.
Because remember, these symbols can work for you or against you. This is where it gets tricky. Pick a house?
Yeah.
Okay, you got a house. Okay. Why did you pick the house?
Just somewhere for us to Nurture.
Do you feel sheltered?
Just somewhere for us to nurture our relationship.
To nurture your relationship? Do you feel sheltered? You feel safe in this little house, like this house that you live in. So the question in your mind is how is this relationship going to, how's it going to work? Well, I see this house, and in this house, I walk into this house. What's inside the house? What do you see in the house?
Him and I in the house.
Or how do you see your house? Do you see it messy? Do you see it nice? Do you see it big? Do you see it fancy? See your house?
Comfortable, loving, cozy.
Comfortable, loving. Okay. Okay. So you feel comfortable in your house. Okay. So, Roy, if you were to intervene into this story, you know, we're all movie directors here. How do you see the house in this situation?
Well, what I'm getting from this metaphor that this house is going to bring a lot of security. It's going to bring a lot of comfort. And it's going to bring a lot of, you know, shelter, you know, because, you know, what is a house? It, you know, protects you, you know, you feel at home, you know, it brings, you know, whether you're, you know, starting a family or you know, protection for your family. So this would bring a lot of love. Yeah, hello.